We're here for Senior Spotlight Q&A with linebacker Anthony Crosby. Anthony, for starters, what are you majoring in here at Louisiana Tech?
Kinesiology,
and what are you looking to do with that, you think?
Try and go to PT school and become a physical therapist.
Okay. Looking back on your career a little bit, what is your favorite sports moment playing at Louisiana Tech?
I'd say my freshman year, when we beat Fresno State. I forgot where they're ranked. I think they're 23 or 25. We beat them at home. And the fans went crazy and tore the goalpost down. It's a pretty nice moment. So,
and if you could take two traits from two of your teammates, what would it be?
I'd say I like to take Weldon Brown's athleticism, because he can run for days. And I hadn't thought about that one. I say Tyler Miller's leadership. He's a great leader on the team.
And as a senior, what message would you like to pass on to the freshman class?
Live it up. It goes by fast. When you first come in here, it's kind of strange, but after a couple years being with these guys, now I don't know what I'm going to do when I leave. It's going to be kind of strange because you always belong to a team. And now when I'm done, you don't hang out with the guys. You still hang out with your friends, but you don't hang out with them like work with them all the time, And it's not like you're a part of something. It's like you're an individual. So live it up while you can. It's a fun time.
What's something that people might be surprised to learn about you?
Probably my sense of humor. A lot of people look at me and just, if you don't know me, they kind of just think, oh, he's kind of cold or hard, I guess you can say. But once you get to know me, I'm real funny, real laid-back guy.
Mm-hmm. Now, in the WAC, we have a lot of long road trips out to California. We've already been out there once this year. On a road trip, what's on your iPod?
Well, the day before and about up to about an hour before the game, I listen to a lot of Jack Johnson just to relax me, or Ben Harper, The Fray, and some country music, just to relax me. But about an hour before game time, I switch it over so I can kind of psych myself up, a little bit of some hardcore like Godsmack or Korn, Breaking Benjamins.
Something gets your blood flowing.
Get my going a little bit,
Who in your family would you say you idolize?
My father. He played college ball too, and he played a couple years in the pros. But he's the hardest worker I've ever seen in my life. He just, he'll take whatever you give him and just go all the way with it. And I don't know how he does. He works, travels all over the place, travels to my games, then goes back to South America, and then we'll make it from another one of my games just nonstop, and he still keeps his business running.
All the way from South America.
All the way.
Who do you think is the greatest player of all time at your position?
I'd say Lawrence Taylor. He changed linebacking, He brought speed to the game. And before it was more of, I guess you can say more of like a, called old school or, more physical. But Lawrence Taylor was just so fast and just changed everybody's mindset about linebacking.
Who did you pretend to be as a kid?
When I was a kid, I was big into Transformers. And I used to always want to be Optimus Prime. Mm-hmm. And it was either that and Batman. I loved Batman. And when I was a kid, I had the old Batman suit, running around, I think I was Batman for Halloween like 3 times.
What would you like your senior class to be remembered for at Tech?
Turns around. So far, I tell there's a difference from the past few years when I've been here, even in the student body and community. And I want to be a part of the school where, people want to be known for, you know, oh, I go to Tech, you know, and they think of us as a team, you know, because last year we went horrible, 3-10, you know, and this year's, I think we're going to change it around, you know, it's going to be a wonderful year, I think, and hopefully bring about a conference championship.
What does it mean to be a Bulldog?
Yeah, being a Bulldog, it's not just like a team, you know. It's like, this is like my family. You know, I move away from home, and now it's like when I go home, it's almost weird that I'm not here with my friends, you know, because I spend, you know, I'm miles away from my parents, you know, and so all of my hard times, my good times, you know, I spend with my friends here, and it's more like they're my family, I consider them, and these people that I'll try and keep in touch with the rest of my life.
Who do you consider to be Tech's biggest rival within the WAC?
Oh, there's so many. I hate all of them, but I'd have to say Fresno. Just ever since their first year when they came here, they started that fight. You know, and ever since then, I can't stand Fresno. And I think everybody's the same passion about it, too. Second would have to be either Boise or Hawaii.
If you could play any other position, what would it be?
I'd say running back. You know, when I was in junior high, I played running back, and I loved scoring touchdowns. But when I got older, my body changed, and, you know, they wouldn't let me play running back anymore. So I loved playing running back. It was fun.
Now you're more suited for hitting people.
Yeah. Coaches think otherwise.
If you could be a professional athlete in any sports besides football, what would it be?
Golf. No injuries. Get paid a lot. Travel the world. Don't sweat. Just relax and play.
What are your career goals outside of football? I know you mentioned physical therapy school at the very beginning.
You know, I want to get started. Like, once I graduate here, I'm gonna try and go to PT school. I want to stay in the South, you know, and graduate with a degree, you know. But, you know, wherever it takes me, I just want to do the best I can, I guess, you know. I want to work with athletes for sure. And I don't know, I haven't looked into it much, but I kind of want to, like, I don't know if professional teams use their own physical therapist, or they go to physical therapist, practice, you know. So I kind of want to do that. I want to work with professional athletes or collegiate athletes.
If Coach Dooley let you call one play, what would it be?
Let me think. Never thought about that one.
And it doesn't just have to be on offense. It could be
right.
Defense or special teams.
I'd say put me a quarterback, let me run a quarterback snake, you know, or quarterback draw.
Run over a few people.
Yeah, get in the end zone, score maybe a touchdown.
And to close it out, just a few of your favorites. What is your favorite book?
Read. In high school, I guess you can say I like the book and the movie. It's To Kill a Mockingbird. That was one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite movie?
Movie? That's a lot.
Hard to pick just one.
Yeah, it? I'd have to say probably National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Classic.
Yeah.
Now, you say you guys have like an off day or something and you're going to watch your favorite TV show. What are you going to watch instead of thinking about football?
Oh, during season, I don't want to even watch football. So I try to watch like Family Guy. I love Family Guy.
Who's your favorite athlete?
Of all time or like all right time. Now? I'd say Earl Campbell. I love watching Earl Campbell play. You know, you see all his highlights, he's just amazing.
He was good. Mm-hmm. And what is your favorite food?
I like steak. It's my favorite.
Hard to go wrong with a big thick steak.
It has to be cooked perfectly, too.
Anthony, thank you very much.
No problem.